This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Raves. Last week, Arkansas State University gave the prestigious honor as part of a ceremony that wrapped up the 41st Annual Convocation of Scholars at Arkansas State. The award went to Thomas Hemmaker of Hampton, Arkansas. He graduates next Saturday with a double major in finance and marketing from Arkansas State University's Neil Griffin College of Business. Hemmaker is currently working on his honors senior thesis and has been on the chancellor's list and honors director's list each semester he's been at Arkansas State. In addition to earning an A-State Scholar scholarship when he graduated from high school, Hemmaker was inducted into Alpha Lambda Delta, a National Honor Society that recognizes academic excellence among freshman students. The campus chapter of Beta Gamma Sigma, the premier honor society for academic excellence in business disciplines, and the National Society of Leadership and Success. He's also a Griffin College of Business Dean's Excellence Scholar and a Risk Management Association Foundation Scholar. Hemmaker was the runner-up in information management in the 2016 Phi Beta Lambda National Leadership Conference. Hemmaker is active in the Student Government Association and other organizations on campus, serving as a senator, a member of the Election Commission, the Student Philanthropy Council, the Academic Budget Committee, Honors College Program Director for Special Events, and the Bauer Sox Supply Chain Challenge Team. He also works with Volunteer A-State and helps in the marketing efforts for the American Red Cross Blood Drives, the A-State Debate Team, the College Bowl Team, and the Leadership Center. To gain experience in his chosen field, he worked with the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and with Centennial Bank. I interviewed Hemmaker after he won the award, got his thoughts on what it meant to win the Wilson Award.
First, it means that my parents and their commitment to education for my entire life and their motivation to help me go to college and to help me pursue my future. For me, being able to pay off that investment with this as the grand finale of my undergraduate career is unbelievable. I'm really thankful that I'll get to celebrate my parents' commitment to education in this way. And it's also just unbelievable for me to be recognized with the people who have been monuments in my life to what service looks like. People like Tommy Fowler and like Robert Morris, who I've watched for the better part of a decade, honestly, and get to see how they shape communities. I'm just floored to be considered among them.
How did you come to Arkansas State?
So I'm from a small town in South Arkansas, Hampton, and the idea when I came to college was that I wanted to be a part of a community that was larger and that gave me the opportunity to grow as a person. And I looked at Arkansas State and professors had reached out to me and people from Arkansas State had reached out to me and said, not just that we think that you can get an education here, but we think that you can make a difference here. And them reaching out to me and extending that hand and asking me to come be involved was the reason that I came to Arkansas State and the reason that I've loved it so much here.
So what did you start? How did you start getting plugged into the university?
So Dr. Philip Tu had invited me to come to PBL meetings and be involved with Phi Beta Lambda, and that my freshman year that was really large in my life. But then the Honors College at Arkansas State does an amazing job of getting freshman students connected to their group and connected to the campus through Welcome Week and through all the activities that they do. And I remember the first week of my life, I didn't miss an honors event that week, and that was unbelievable for me and changed my life and set me on this path to be a part of the Arkansas State community.
So what are some of the things that you've been doing in your years here at Arkansas State?
So I've gotten to be a part of student government and a part of Phi Beta Lambda and some other student organizations on campus. But the biggest thing that's made a difference to me has been being able to be a peer mentor in the Transition Studies program. And through that program, I get to mentor first-year students who come from various backgrounds in Arkansas and come conditionally admitted to Arkansas State. And being able to give them resources in their life and to talk to them and help guide them through the process that I went through as a student, coming from, you know, a background where I didn't know what campus was going to be like and I had to be plugged into those resources and guided that way. Being able to give that to them has been something that's changed my life.
And I imagine that there are a lot of challenges sometimes that they face when they come to Arkansas State. Maybe, you know, it's a bigger campus and all that. I know you can understand some of that too.
I can. So neither of my parents had the opportunity to finish high school, much less come to college. And as a first-generation college student then, I had to learn a lot of things myself. I was really thankful that the community and the faculty and the staff at Arkansas State always took time to answer my questions and took time to talk to me about how campus worked and how different things work together to get people involved. And so being able to understand when my students don't know where an office is or they don't know what organization they need to go to solve a problem, those are questions that I had to answer for myself, and that all of the faculty and staff and other students at Arkansas State to help answer for me when I was new here.
Right. And so you were just kind of paying it forward, I guess.
I think that my big philosophy in life is that you try to give love to people, and you try to pay forward the things that people have given to you, and you accept the consequences of that. You do the things that you love and are passionate about doing, and you try to help people, and you accept whatever that turns out to be.
So one of the things I wanted to ask you is, when you think about what your future holds, what is next for you? What's the next step?
Well, the next step right now is to go work and be a bank examiner for the FDIC. But the real next step, and the one I'm looking forward to the most, is eventually getting my PhD and being able to come back to academia and serve in the same environment where I'm impacting students every day. That's what I'm really passionate about doing, and I can't wait to be involved in academia and get the opportunity to do that.
How has Arkansas State helped you in your life?
When I came to Arkansas State, I had no clue what I was doing or what I wanted my life path to be. I've changed majors 8 times at Arkansas State University, and it's helped me understand not just what I want to do and what the career parts of that look like and what I'll be happy doing as an occupation, but really it's helped me understand the values that I want to guide my life.
And that's Thomas Hammaker, who's a 2019 R.E. Lee Wilson Award winner. 6 students were chosen as the 2018-2019 Distinguished Service Award winners, which made them all eligible for the Lee Wilson Award, which Thomas Hammaker won. I interviewed another student, Star Taylor of Jonesboro. She's graduating in May with a Bachelor of Science degree in Exercise Science. She completed her degree requirements in 3 years while playing on the Red Wolves basketball team, running her nonprofit organization, and being an active member of Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. Taylor was also on numerous academic honor rolls during her student career. She tells about what the Distinguished Service Award means and also talks about her nonprofit, The Power of One or Two Incorporated. Also, she talks about her work with a nonprofit that will feature this month on A-State Connections, Every Child is Ours. Here's my interview with Taylor.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And it really means a lot because it exemplifies the qualities that my family, we live our like family brand on, community service and giving back to community and making sure that it's not about you, it's about everyone else.
How did you come to Arkansas State?
Well, obviously, it was kind of a family decision as well. My brother played football here, and that's ultimately what led my decision to coming to Arkansas State on a basketball scholarship, because when we were younger, we used to talk about playing together and how cool it would be if we both went to the same university.
Yeah, and so you had that opportunity, and that was really cool.
Yes, it went by really quick. I only had him for 2 years, but it was really cool. I really miss him now, so I have to walk to class sometimes in the rain, so it's kind of sad now. But
so tell us a little bit about how you've been involved at Arkansas State University.
I recently joined a sorority last year. April 22nd, I became a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, and that has given me a really good opportunity, a chance to give back to the university, because I have a nonprofit, and a lot of times we give back to the community, but we don't do that many things with the students at Arkansas State University. My sorority has helped me get involved on campus and do campus events, and then also it also bleeds into my nonprofit, because a lot of my sorority members help out with volunteering and they help us brainstorm ideas. We have a Project Prom coming up where we're giving dresses to girls and shoes, and then we're doing their hair and nails and makeup. My sorority sisters are helping out with that, and then the social work students at Arkansas State, they always help out. They're helped us with our Thanksgiving baskets, and we did Adopt a Child for Christmas and provided over 100 gifts for kids, and they were very helpful with that, with delivering the presents and all that good stuff.
So what was it like when you were like deciding, okay, I want to do something, I want to give back, I want to form a nonprofit, and then you had all that support? Kind of go through that, how that felt to be able to see that really grow and take off.
Well, it was really cool to us because the idea of even starting the nonprofit came from our local church. We go to Word Baptist Church, and they did a backpack drive for kids coming back to school. And it was just so cool to see how Jonesboro community just came together and everyone was willing to give a hand and help out. So we thought that it would be really cool if, you know, we could do that too. Blaise is a business major, so we basically started brainstorming, and then we did all the paperwork to become incorporated and to become a nonprofit. And it was just really cool and a blessing because we were raised on the verse 1 Peter 4:10, which says that each of you has been given a gift to be used in the service of others, so use your gift well. And so that's really where we feel like the nonprofit incorporates, even the name of the nonprofit, The Power of One or Two. Basically, I mean, Blaze's jersey number is number one, and then I'm number two for basketball. So it's kind of like a play on words as well, but it also stands for, you know, you don't have to be anybody famous to make a difference. You don't have to be rich. You can still be in school. You can be young to make a difference. Being a blessing to somebody else is just really rewarding for not only them, but for yourself as well.
So how many students did you have involved in this? Do you know?
We've actually had a lot, and the number is growing. My teammates help out, Blaze's teammates help out, or his former teammates, and current ones as well. The women's basketball team helps out. Pretty much all the sports teams help out.
Wow.
And it's really cool to see how willing and helpful that all the student athletes are as well, because a lot of times I feel like student athletes get stereotyped into just being athletes and just playing their sport. But our student athletes here do a lot of community service and are always willing to help out with our nonprofit. And same with the social work department. My mom's a professor in the social work department, and her students are amazing. They go above and beyond to help out and lend a hand all the time. They're really amazing.
And so talk about how you got involved with Every Child is Ours, because we're going to talk to Jan Pascal about that. Kind of tell us about how you got involved in that, if you don't mind, please.
Well, I met Miss Jan through my brother and through my mom, because Miss Jan does a lot of work with Every Child is Ours. And every year she has, her school does, Tuckerman Schools District, they do a National Day of Service. So instead of the kids having the day off of school, all the kids come together from the schools and they do a bunch of service projects. And it's really neat because the school is just, the kids there are just wonderful. They're all, they definitely exemplify the verse 1 Peter 4:10 because they're all willing to give a hand no matter what background they come from. And so basically I got involved with her. I met her when some of my teammates went up to Tuckerman, and we spoke to the girls' basketball teams at Tuckerman, the different age groups there. And Miss Jan was just great. She was very helpful. She was just very excited. You could see the passion like exuding from her of how passionate she was of serving others. So basically that's kind of how we met.
And once again, this is something that you see more and more people get involved in and that. And for people who may not know, what is the Every Child is Ours? How does Arkansas State kind of work with that by way of, you know, helping out with the community there in Tuckerman and around the area?
Well, Miss Gina helps out with that a lot as well. Her and Miss Jan are in constant contact, always planning events and ideas to get involved. The university honestly does a lot and is always very helpful with just the surrounding areas. And I think that highlights what Arkansas State is all about. It's not just about the students here, but it's about the future potential students as well, because these students from Mexico could potentially come here. And I just think it would be a great experience. And Arkansas State has just provided a platform to be able to do that.
How has Arkansas State impacted your life?
Arkansas State has impacted my life tremendously. If it wasn't for Arkansas State, my nonprofit probably wouldn't have been formed, because Blaze and I wouldn't have been at the same school, and so we wouldn't have been able to form our nonprofit. I wouldn't have joined the greatest sorority ever and met lifelong sisters and been able to serve not only my community but the campus as well. And then basketball as well. I wouldn't have met my teammates or all my professors who have helped shape me and form me into the student and the person and the basketball player that I am today.
And that is Star Taylor. Other Distinguished Service Award winners include Landon Crancer of Rector. Crancer will graduate in May with a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting from the Neil Griffin College of Business. Among his many activities, he served as executive board member for St. Jude Up Till Dawn twice, president of the Student Activities Board, chief of staff, and senator for the Student Government Association, and served several additional university committees. Oliver Dozier of Perigold also was a Distinguished Service Award winner. He'll graduate with a Bachelor of Science degree in Biological Sciences with an emphasis in pre-professional studies from the College of Sciences and Mathematics. While at A-State, he made the Chancellor's List and Honors College Director's List every semester he's been enrolled. He was inducted in Phi Kappa Phi Honor Society as a junior. John Mark Horton of Jonesboro, he'll graduate in May with a Bachelor of Science degree in Exercise Science. He's the current president of the Student Government Association and was a vice president 1 year ago. As president, he not only leads student government, but also helped create participation in the Jonesboro City Council Collegiate Coalition, which includes SGA members visiting meetings to show the city that Arkansas State students need a voice in regard to the direction of the community. And also Tanisha Talk from India. Talk is currently working on a master's degree in communication studies and will earn a Bachelor of Arts degree in May. Work on her honors senior thesis is in progress. Academically, she's been on the chancellor's list each semester, the honors director's list, and received the Delta Zeta Academic Award, awarded to the member who's earned the highest grade point average for the school year. She's earned the Vergine Horn Memorial International Scholarship and Resident Assistant Housing Scholarship. You're listening to A-State Connections. I'm Jonathan Reeves.